Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it's, July 18th? Is that the day today? July 18th, and tis the season. And unfortunately, tis the season for wildfires. We were going to be talking about this week how if you live near wildfires and you breathe in smoke from wildfires, it could actually put you at risk for heart disease and heart attacks. And after what we saw yesterday on the I-15 and the North Fire torching vehicles and causing people to run, I think many of us have experienced chest pain. And it was a very, very frightening images. And if any of you guys were stuck on the I-15 or had to, you know, come and pick up family or involved in any way, I would love to hear from you. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. From what we understand, the wildfire is still burning with only 5% containment at this time in San Bernardino County. Called the North Fire, it has already torched 20 vehicles on Interstate 15. Now, for some of you guys who don't live in Las Vegas area or live back east, I-15 is one of the, I guess, the major artery, the only artery that we use to directly connect L.A., San Diego to Las Vegas. And really, Southern California, it's a huge artery, and it's a road I've probably driven thousands of times. And it is a multiple-lane highway, and it goes through some very, very beautiful, beautiful landscape. Very dry, especially with the drought, extremely dry. And what we see happen near Victorville, between Victorville and, I believe, Barstow, was a brush fire that moved so quickly that it actually headed to the freeway and jumped up and caught trucks, cars on fire. People only had minutes to be able to grab their stuff and leave because they were stuck in traffic. They were like sitting ducks. It was extremely scary. In fact, they said people were even vomiting at the scene. Now, to make matters worse, and of course, our phone lines are open, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, for those of you that have some first-hand account of this. We had, adding fuel to the fire, were drones. Did you guys hear about this? There were 5 unmanned aircraft system drones that were flying around the area trying to take video, and it prevented California firefighters from dispatching helicopters with water buckets for up to 20 minutes. The helicopters could not drop water on the blaze because of these stupid drones flying around the place. Now, if you know, San Bernardino Fire Department, you know, said that here's a quote from them I have. Fortunately, there were no injuries or fatalities to report. From what we're understanding, there have been 2 minor injuries. But the 15 to 20 minutes that those helicopters were grounded meant that 15 to 20 minutes were lost and could have led to another water drop cycle, and that could have created a much safer environment and would not have seen as many citizens running for their lives. I'm pretty ticked off, okay? I don't know which doofus was out there flying in a drone. But this is getting ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, of course, you know, FAA is getting involved. You can't start sending your firefighters and helicopters out there when you have chaotic airspace, because these drones could then get into an engine or, I don't know, get in the way and then unfortunately down an aircraft, and we need to keep our firefighters safe as well. They say this incident is the fourth time in a span of a month where a drone has hindered efforts to contain a wildfire in Southern California. So officials grounded the firefighting planes, and now we're being told for 26 minutes because they were afraid the planes would collide with the drones. What are you guys doing? Now, California already has a severe drought. I live in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. We're dealing with droughts, and we're talking about water issues with our city governments and how to save. You know, I told you guys, you know, I'm not flushing the toilet. I don't think I flushed the toilet now for 3 months. Okay, you know, we just, you know, crack the window open in the bathroom. I take shorter showers. I sing shorter songs. And, you know, we do our best to try to cut back on water. We got the fake grass in our backyard. We got a little strip of artificial grass. You know, we're doing our part. But unfortunately, it's not enough. You need nature to kick in. They're talking about El Nino being super big this year, you know, causing a lot of rain. I guess we're going to be, where I live, getting some aftermath of Hurricane Dolores. I haven't been able to see that yet because the clouds aren't here yet. But still not enough. The other thing you have to also realize is whenever you are in drought season and then you come into monsoon season, you also get a lot of lightning. So the lightning can unfortunately spark wildfires as well. So and then the winds, you know, as you start getting the big gusts of winds from some of these outskirts from the hurricanes, that causes fires to spread. So monsoon season may give a little bit of relief in terms of wetting the plants. But with the air still being dry and the water being dried up, and the wind and the lightning, it still is extremely deadly. So, you know, thank God nobody died. You hear of Neha Sharisha said she saw the wildfire race towards her. She said a long orange wall of flame with black smoke high above came over. They were trapped in their car because of gridlock, or their car was trapped. So they had to get their purses and stuff and run. I from what I understand, the I-15 is, reopened. And, for those of you that did want to come to Vegas, please do. You know, would love to, you know, see you. I'd love to see you. You know, definitely the economy needs it. This is just an example of how nature will win. You know, we take this stuff seriously. A lot of other news we need to talk about. I've been getting many emails on the Dr. Ben Chung case, where it's a doctor who was arrested for child porn and having sex with one of his patients. I had employed him about a decade ago and fired him, and we've had some new information on his previous case. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jordan for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. One email I got regarding this doctor who had allegedly sleeping with patients, videotaping, having sex with them. Child porn is, I'm shocked. I was a patient of his. He wasn't wearing a wedding ring. I am shocked. Just shock. All right. And that's how I think a lot of us looked at it. I was puzzled. I was very, very puzzled by the situation. Having been a patient who was inappropriately touched by a doctor myself, I kind of have spidey sense when it comes to people that just don't seem to be right, you know. And, you know, you have women out there that no matter what won't trust, you know, any men. And I don't think you should go that far, okay, because you got to trust a man, okay, because, you know, otherwise you're not going to have babies with them, okay. You have to, you know, I kind of grew up in a family where the women in my family were really crapped on by previous partners, and so I had kind of grown up being taught never trust a man, don't this, you know, this, you're going to be dumped, you're going to be left with a child, you're going to be whatever. And so I was like, well, you know, I can't have that attitude because, you know, I'm not going to, you know, be able to find anybody and get married. And so even though I was distrusting, you know, I had enough experiences where I kind of learned, okay, there are good apples and they're bad apples. But we really shouldn't be talking about apples when we are looking at the medical profession. So you have a doctor, male, female. It takes years to get into medical school, a lot of hard work. And then once you get into medical school, you got to bust your butt to be there. You got to bust your butt. It is really difficult. I've told you guys, you know, the trials and tribulations I went through with medical school. It was tough. You're talking a straight-A student, National Honor Society student, you know, still struggling in medical school because that's how tough it is. And medical school is tough, so it weeds out the people that are there for other reasons. Okay? If you don't want to be a doctor, if you don't want to take care of people, if you really don't care, there is no way you are going to survive the first week of medical school. It is that difficult. So if you have some other ulterior motive, well, I want to be here because I want to marry a nurse, or I want to marry a doctor, or I want money, very, very difficult. Okay? I mean, you have to really, really like people. You have to have some sort of ethics. You have to have some character to be able to, you know, survive medical school. So Dr. Ben Chung had gone to my residency. And after he finished residency, we gave him a job. You know, I usually let the residency know if any of the residents don't have work, feel free. We'll let them interview and if they want. And I had worked with him as a preceptor. And very nice. Very, very nice. And very well learned. All right. He knew his medicine. So great. Okay. Starting to see patients. Everything was seeming to go fine. My father died. He, I remember calling him saying, look, my dad died. Well, I'm waiting to ship the body. Can you, cover some of my patients? I don't know when I'm going to have to take off. I don't think I'm going to take off today because I can't give you the load of patients I have today, but can you cover me? Yep, absolutely. Whatever you need. I'm sorry your dad died. I mean, it was just like any other, you know, any other working relationship with another doctor, until a couple police came to interview him, and he runs and grabs me and says, you know, I'm being, you know, interrogated by police. And so I wasn't sure what happened. After he was arrested, you know, he comes back in and he's like, I she's accusing me of this and I didn't do it. I swear I didn't do it. I'm like, have a nurse in the room. Gotta have a nurse in the room. Okay, we've all done that. We did that in training. I mean, we've been doing that for, I don't know, decades. Make sure a nurse is in your room. So if anybody does accuse you of anything malicious, okay, you know, you have a witness in the room, and then I know, having a nurse in the room, that you're doing what you're supposed to. It's always been policy. You know, where was the nurse in this particular instance? Okay, didn't get an answer. So next day, he goes to see a patient, and the nurse that again was assigned to be with him is out in the hall saying he won't let me come in. I knock on the door, pull him out of the room going, what's going on? He's like, I don't need to be chaperoned. And I go, this isn't the place for you to work. Okay, I don't know what the hell is going on. Don't know what this case is about. No one's telling me nothing, but I don't like it. Leave. And he left, but the chart of the person that issue years ago, we're talking a decade ago, missing. So we contact the police, we contact the medical board, and immediately both parties were involved. I go, look, you know, the chart's missing. I'm supposed to be holding medical records. I'm not sure what the hell is going on. Can somebody please tell me? And last we heard, it was sealed. The case was sealed. And so, I mean, everybody got involved. Medical board was on top of it. Everybody was, boom. And, you know, we never got the original papers back from Dr. Chung on that one patient. And it was very, very frustrating. And, I, you know, then I get a call from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, who has notified me that they were able to get the original case unsealed. And for those of you that live in my neck of the woods, the Las Vegas Review-Journal is one of the biggest newspapers here. And they were able to, I guess, get more information on a 2006 case. And this 2006 case had to do with a girl coming in for pink eye, and she claiming that he had helped her out of her pants and did some other things. Now, again, I had no... I kind of wish I had some authority by police, you know, to be able to go in there and kick this guy's butt, but you have no idea. And it's, frightening. I'm dying to know how she's doing. I'm dying to know how the latest victim is doing. And, you know, I know many of you have been, since the article, have been, you know, asking me what happened. You know, I wish I could tell you more. I'm just as shocked, and I'm embarrassed. I am so embarrassed. Something like this should never, ever happen in the medical community. And it happened to me. It happened to me years ago. So as soon as we thought something was funny with him, out of here. You are out of here. And, I'm not sure what happened. I don't know why. You guys are asking me, you know, why was the case sealed? Why was, why was he still able to practice? I don't know. You know, I know during that time, it was kind of around the whole malpractice crisis where there was a lot of lawsuits going on in Nevada, insurance companies leaving Nevada, a lot of, you know, oh, he gave me the wrong injection, she did this, she did this. And so it might have been time when there was a lot of accusations going back and forth. So here's somebody who is claiming he did something, and who knows, maybe it was considered, you know, he said, she said, unfortunately. But, you know, you wonder, how could a doctor go that long and not get caught and, you know, be able to trick his patients? You know, I've been here for you guys, for you to ask, and, of course, I'll open this up. You know, have you ever felt like you were inappropriately treated or touched by a provider? When we brought this up years ago, one of our listeners had, been a little concerned because when the doctor was listening to her chest, the stethoscope was on her breast. Well, I got the type of boobs where you cannot get to my myocardial area without, you know, trying to get through some double D's. And no, many times that's not appropriate. Listening to your heart a lot of times has to have the stethoscope near breast tissue. That happens. So, you know, many of you have no idea what's wrong. What I tell everybody to do is if you feel like something is uncomfortable, then ask about it. All right. You know, be vocal. Ask. Go. You know, look, you know, to listen to my heart. Do I have to be undressed? Do I, you know, and the doctor will say, like, for example.
But you know what?
Oh,
good at it. So
I had no idea the music was on.
Your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your...
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Miguel writes, I've been following the news, local and national, and have come to the realization that I do not trust anyone. Doctors, the government, the list goes on. Before I read more, I mean, obviously you definitely have some trust issues. Look, there's a lot going on that I think frustrates us. I'm just baffled at how, our Army and Marine recruitment centers don't allow our military to be armed. We just heard of a fifth, victim in the Chattanooga, Tennessee shooting. And maybe trust is the word. Maybe if I had to agree with you, I would say I don't trust the government making decisions for our safety. Maybe I should say that. Depending on which branch of the government, like the executive branch, maybe. From what I understand, on that report, I guess Florida has closed all storefront Army recruitment centers amid terror fears, and many of the GOP candidates are demanding that all targeted staff, as well as our Army and recruitment centers, get to be armed. Yeah, it just blows my mind. We train people to protect our citizens and protect our country, and then we don't allow them to have a weapon. to do that. Yet, they are sitting ducks because they are wearing their fatigues. They're in recruitment centers, they're on military facilities, and they are not allowed to have anything to protect themselves. Yet, they are walking around with targets on their back. I'm in agreement with anybody that says we should let our military be able to be armed. Obviously, the training they go through, and I know you have a bad apple, and there's going to be cries from the other side going, no, we need to enforce more gun-free zones. It's a matter of protecting our citizens and protecting our military and putting our military in harm's way to make a political point that we need to enforce gun control it's sick. It really is. And it's a sick, cruel joke you're making our military go through. And our military don't have a lot of options, okay, because they have they are putting their lives on the line to serve us. And, you know, come hook or crook, whether they lose their weapon in battle or not, they will fight to the death. All right. These guys, these Marines, the Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard, any branch of our military have vowed to protect us. And we don't give them the tools to protect themselves. That's bullcrap. Bullcrap. So, okay, Miguel, I get you on that. In terms of doctors, one email I got is, it was a female saying that she was never going to see a male doctor again as a result of this case with Dr. Chung. No. You know, everybody needs to relax a little bit when it comes to this, okay? Mind you, most of my doctors are male. You have a bad apple like this that just ruins it for everybody. I mean, look at these doctors. I guess there's another doctor who was using fake treatments and fake diagnoses on his patients. You get these idiots out there that completely ruin it for you as a patient and me as a doctor. Now, I have to sit here and explain to people that not all doctors are sickos, like the one that was arrested with child porn, or, fraudulent son of a witches, criminals, who are faking cancer treatments, okay? But there are ways that you could protect yourself, and that's what I was talking about in the previous segment. And for those of you that have ever experienced something like that or has been a victim, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You go to a doctor and you're given an opinion and you're being told you have a cancer and this is the treatment you need. All right. I think everybody should have the means and the access to get a second opinion. Okay. And it will not hurt the first doctor's opinion. Anytime I give a patient a diagnosis, I always make the recommendation, double check this with a specialist. Okay. You know, let them take a look. I am dying to see what their plan is, but this is what I found and it needs to be looked at deeper. Okay? Yeah, I'll give some definitive diagnoses like you have chlamydia, you know, or you have herpes, or it's a rectal abscess, etc. All right? But also, I'm not really selling anybody on, you know, medications or supplements or whatever. I mean, you know, someone has a big rectal abscess, I mean, they know it. Okay? There's not really a lot of debate. But many of you guys, when it comes to a cancer diagnosis, you don't know. You know you're not feeling well, you know something's wrong, and then all of a sudden you get a diagnosis of cancer. Now me, I'm a family doc, so it's very easy for me as a family doc to say, I'm going to recruit more specialists. Now trust me, with the new Affordable Health Care Act, they can't stand us family docs doing that because it costs money. It costs money every time we get a specialist involved. All right? And in fact, there are doctors getting penalized for referring to specialists. And it's a bunch of bullcrap, can I say, as well. Okay? This is for your safety. I'm not referring to a specialist so he could get to play a round of golf later on your dime, and I don't. All right? That's not what we do. I need to look deeper. I don't manage cancer. That's beyond my scope. I'm primary care, right, with urgent care and some ER background. So my job is to figure out what the hell is going on and get you to the right place for it to be treated. So here you are. You're talking to somebody. You're a little skeptical about the treatment. You get a second opinion. And any doctor that has a problem with you getting a second opinion is then not a very good doctor. Okay? Yeah, there's some people with egos going, look, I told you, if you don't want to follow my advice, leave. Yes, if somebody doesn't want to follow my advice, they're a full-blown diabetic and they refuse to stop drinking and eating, you know, junk food and taking their medicine. Yeah, sometimes I have to say, look, I'm not helping you. I got to get you to a doctor that is. But you have a doctor that says, look, this is what's going on. This is what I think you need. And you go, I want a second opinion. That doctor should say nothing less than great. All right, I'll forward anything you need to that other doctor. However, they may also tell you that time is of the essence. You have a malignant melanoma. Don't spend 6 months finding your second opinion. So they may say you need to move. Okay, and my recommendation is this needs to come out immediately. Fine, get a second opinion if you want. Okay? When it comes to you thinking you have been touched inappropriately, and I had a kidney stone, I saw the kidney doctor, I was only 19, I had no idea, a nurse was supposed to be in the room because he told the nurse to leave, he didn't give me anything to cover myself, and he groped whatever he wanted to in the guise of, I am evaluating you for a kidney stone. And I go, kidney stones move to the breast? I mean, I didn't know what the hell he was doing. But again, I was 19. I was naive. I had no idea. No idea. Until I was in medical school and the teacher was talking about kidney stones and evaluating the patient. And they said, all right, guys, anything else we forgot? Do we have this covered on this patient? I raised my hand. I said, no, you didn't examine inguinal nodes. You didn't examine the breasts. You didn't, do X, Y, and Z. And they're like, what the hell are you talking about? I go, well, that happened to me when I had my kidney stone. And that's when I learned that what happened to me was inappropriate. And I know many of you guys are like, well, duh. But again, I understand the naivety of patients because I was a patient. Okay. Now somebody looks at me. I think it's because he wants me, you know? I was at the store the other day, and I was buying milk, you know, and there was this young, you know, good-looking person bagging my groceries, you know, and he looks at me and he smiles. He wanted me. I know he wanted me. You know, and I was like, sorry, you know, flash my wedding ring, you know, and I was wearing my pajamas at the time, you know, and my flip-flops and, sports bra, and I took my sexy self on out the store. But back then, I had no idea. And it was frightening. So, all right, you're going to see a doctor, and the doctor says you need to undress. Okay, if you don't feel like you want to, you could say no. All right, now understand that many exams cannot be done with you dressed. You go to a dermatologist, and you're getting a skin cancer screen, and you say, I want to leave all my clothes, but I'll take off my watch for you to look at my wrist. You're only going to have a very small portion of your body evaluated. Okay, you know, but, most doctors have a nurse in the room. They explain what they're looking for, why they're looking. I mean, if you're going to go in for a pap smear, it's going to be very hard for you to keep your jeans on. Okay, prostate exams, guys, you know, sorry. Those, what are those button-up overalls? Got to unbutton the overalls. I can't get in there. Okay, you know, and I know it's frustrating. I understand that. But you feel like you're getting the heebie-jeebies, don't. Okay? You can decline and say, look, I don't want an exam. You have a right. Okay? You know, the doctor may say, well, then I can't really help you. I can't, you know, but nobody should force themselves. Nobody should goad you, etc. But also be informed. Before you go in for let's say you call a doctor for birth control. Okay? Let's say you're asking for birth control. Call the office and go, will he want an exam? Or will she want an exam? All right, find out ahead of time what the protocol is for that particular office. You have choices out there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LockItPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDA. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone lines. Jordan, what do you have for us? Hi, who's there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Hi, who's this?
This is Terry. How you doing, honey?
Hey, Terry. What's going on, sweetie?
Hi. Listen, you know, we were together last week, so let's not tell anybody what we were doing.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I saw you at the Scott Walker event. And by the way, Scott Walker is gorgeous. Wow, he was wearing
Elvis.
That's he Elvis. Is exactly Elvis. Yes, Elvis, gorgeous.
Yeah. I love you. You were just talking about that, and you hit a chord. Some years ago, my cardiologist had me to get the EKG, and you know how they put that thing on your chest with the gel and all of that?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yep.
The tech, yeah, when I went into the room, the tech told me that when I was supposed to take off my top, that he did not have any draping for me.
Hmm.
So the room was cold, so I said, so I'm supposed to lay on the table fully exposed with the breast.
That's,
I didn't feel comfortable. So I got up and walked out, told the supervisor, and had it rescheduled. When I did meet with my cardiologist and I told him what happened, as I was leaving, I saw him cornering this guy in the hall.
Wow. Did he fire him?
I don't know what happened, but I haven't seen him. But you're supposed to be draped when they're, because they cover one side of the breast and then they cover the other
right.
side while they test you.
Yeah, now, Terry, trust me, I know you. You're a lot of woman. So, I mean, you know, are you sure you didn't mistake him where he's like, look, you know, I don't have a nice gown big enough? Or was he like, we have absolutely nothing in the office to cover you?
No, there was nothing on the table.
That's wrong.
When you come in,
yep.
You're supposed to have it on the table and everything.
Yeah.
It was
yep.
nothing there. That's why I asked.
Yeah, good for you.
No, I don't have any covering.
Yeah,
so when
no.
I went to the female, mm-hmm. she had everything sitting on the table. Here's your robe, here's this, blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
I've been getting this for years. And I said, that's why I asked. I said, well, where is the cover? Oh, I don't have anything. I said, oh, no, you don't tell me that.
Yeah, I know, and I'm sure, you did. You know what? I'm sorry that happened to you, but I am so proud of you for talking to the doctor and being vocal about it. And I mean, things happen. I mean, I know people's laundry, you know, have issues. I mean, we have washer and dryers in our office, and sometimes those break down. But we have something. You know, we always have something we could use. I mean, you know, it's patient privacy. You know, for years was not taken seriously, but it has to, you know?
Yes.
It has to.
Yes.
And, you know, somebody like me not wearing a top, I would distract tech. You know, that when I have surgery, they double cover because, you know, you and I are sexy. And I don't need the anesthesiologist and surgeon going, gosh, I can't stop looking at her. She's so beautiful. And so you're right, Terry. You got to make sure you're covered.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to distract anybody, you know?
No, you don't lay anybody on a table undraped.
Right.
You know,
right on.
You drape one side, you do it, you drape the other, but you don't lay them undraped and say, oh, well, I don't have anything.
Right. I agree. Terry,
right.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you, honey.
Okay.
All right, you take care. Keep
right.
getting that heart check.
All right.
All right, sweetheart.
Okay.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You see, us middle-aged women, we still got it. She did exactly right. I'm going to postpone the test, and we are going to... Now, you know, you do have, I have noticed, when it comes to EKGs or any sort of cardiac testing, you know, I was an ER doc, and you have somebody in full-blown cardiac arrest. You know, you do as much as possible to, you know, preserve their privacy, but you are trying to get in to, you know, resuscitate, et cetera. And so, you know, you'll hear people complain that, you know, I was bleeding, and they started ripping my pants, and they said, well, you know, you have to remove clothing. You know, when we're working, you know, talking about life or death, somebody kind of, you know, kitten gloving, you know, well, I want to make sure covering the panties and things like that. You know, I mean, you got a femoral fracture. I got to get in there and I got to stabilize you and I got to stop the bleeding. And so, you know, a lot of us doctors, unfortunately, when we're trained, you know, with our trauma and our ER and our and a lot of the rotations, when we have to, you know, when we're in the middle of codes, we do sometimes lose a sensitivity to your having privacy because we don't, you know, again, how we were trained, we don't look at the body as a sexual thing. We look at the body as you got an ear, you got a nose, you got an anus, You got an elbow. You got a vagina. You got a testicle. These are just body parts. A big thing we got in trouble for as medical students is we didn't look under the sheet. I keep telling my students, look under the sheet. You'll have a person. You'll keep them dressed. They're in the gown. They're all nicely tight in their sheet in the bed. You listen to their heart as a medical student. You're okay. You're okay. You're okay. All right. Thank you. Now I'm leaving now. You know, because you're all intimidated. Meanwhile, they have a big bed sore on their butt because it's day 8. Or they're having major edema in their leg because now they have a blood clot. And so I always have to yell at the students, look under the sheet. Do so respectfully. You can make sure their privates are covered, but you got to look at their feet. Ask them, can I look at your bottom to see if you have a pressure sore? Ask the patient. You have to ask the patient, but if nobody's looking, I had a patient, new patient walked in telling me that she's a melanoma survivor. I think she's only 25. She had a melanoma on her butt. Luckily, she had noticed it and she had gone to a doctor and said, look at this mole. I think it's growing. But, you know, a lot of us doctors don't have you stripped down naked for your physicals to evaluate you because we don't want to be accused of anything and we don't want to seem inappropriate. But I got to tell you, you know, you're sitting there dressed completely in your suit and tie. I'm going to miss a lesion on your butt. All right, which is why anybody who doesn't want to be in dress, say not a problem. Make sure you go to a dermatologist and get an all-over skin cancer screen. Yeah, but I'm going to have to undress there then. Yeah, but at least you don't have to undress here if you don't want to. Yeah, but I'm going to have to undress anyway. I'm not, you know, I don't like being undressed. You know, I don't. I know I act like I'm all sexy, but I don't feel sexy. No, and even if you are, you really don't want people to see that. You know, and sometimes I'm not, you know, I didn't shave my legs or my chest. So, you know, it's yeah, that's just what it is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I don't have to shave the chest. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. There was something else I was going to talk about that. UCLA hospital system has been targeted in a major cyber attack. UC, University of California, Los Angeles Hospital, apparently is reporting a 4.5 million people breach of their information. UCLA Health said in a statement that while there's no evidence hackers acquire personal or medical data, it cannot be ruled out yet. Officials say they are working with the FBI to track down the source of the attacks. The FBI said in a statement that the agency was looking into the nature and scope of the cyber attack, as well as a person or group responsible. When I trained at UCLA, a lot of stars go there. So, you know, you wonder, you know, which stars are getting a little nervous about what, I'd be nervous. Anybody would be nervous. You know, my medical history, I mean, you guys all know my medical history because, you know, I tell you, I mean, my gynecological, you know, folders. In fact, as my gynecologist was moving electronics, she couldn't with my chart. It was so big, it crashed the scanner. And there just wasn't enough megabytes of memory or gigabytes or gigawatt bytes of memory for all my gynecological history. So she's like, hey, you know what, hell with it, I'll just keep you paper. But this was a months-long attack. They said it started as early as September 2014 as hackers assessed the UCLA Health Network. Now, mostly they don't want your medical record issues, but they want your social security, dates of birth, addresses, and names. Keep an eye to see if you've been, you know, having strange issues. Don't go away. Or actually, guys, have a great rest of the day. Be safe. God bless. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.